甚至有可能你的健康遇到严重的挑战。
And you have facing a lot of challenge of your health.
你用尽了所有你能够得到的资源。
You have tried every resource you have.
你想尽了一切这个人能够想到的办法。
You have tried every single thing that you can think of.
但是当一切希望似乎都要破灭的时候。
But all the hopes has been gone.
突然呢峰回路转柳暗花明我想看怎么翻译。
And all of a sudden, things turn 180 degrees around.
Wow, that's good. 但是神呢却在那个时候呢显现他的荣耀。
And God has appeared to show his glory.
你经历过这样类似的经历吗
?Have you ever had that kind of experience?
如果你经历过你举手让我看一下。
If you have that, raise your hand.
感谢主。
And praise the Lord.
感谢主。我们一起来低头做一个祷告。
And let's pray.
亲爱的阿爸父主耶稣基督圣灵保惠师
and Heavenly Father Jesus and the Holy Spirit
感谢你赐给我们一个美好的清晨
and thank you for giving us a wonderful morning
你召聚你的众儿女来到你的脚前来聆听你的话语
you bring all your children before you to listen to your words
求你让我们空空的来我们满满的回去
so even we're empty handed to come here but that will be fulfilled when we leave
感谢你赐给我们这样的权柄让我们可以穿过幔子来到至圣所
and you give us such authority we can go through the curtain to see you
求你此时此刻你的灵就充满这里充满我们每个人的生命
And your Holy Spirit will fill this place and fill our hearts
我们把以下的时间完全的仰望在你的手里面
And then we continue to put this time into your hands
愿你悦纳我们献上的一切的感恩和赞美
And pleasing our praise and thankfulness
因为你配受这一切
And you're worth of our praise
主要谢谢你孩子们祷告是奉主耶稣的名
We pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ
Amen,
Amen.
哎，我们一起来读这个第一节。
And so let's read the verse one.
第三日，在加利利的迦拿有娶亲的宴席，耶稣的母亲在那里。
On the third day, a wedding took place at Cana in Galilee. Jesus' mother was there.
约翰福音的第一章呢，开始讲耶稣他正式开始他公开的事工。
And in the beginning of the chapter, and talk about Jesus started his ministry.
讲到第一天、第二天，然后呢，现在是讲第三天。
And talk about the first day and second day. Now we talk about the third day.
第三天呢，是一个很特别的活动。
And it's a very special event.
是什么活动呢？是一个娶亲的宴席。
And what kind of occasion was it? It was a wedding.
这个结婚的宴席呢，是一个很重要的、很隆重的、很欢乐的一个场景。
A wedding is a very serious and is a very joyful occasion.
在不同的文化里面呢，这个婚礼是有不同的形式的。
And there's a different culture that have a different way to conduct weddings.
我十七年前第一次来到美国的时候呢，我就学习到了美国的婚礼跟中国的婚礼是不太一样的。
And when I came to this country 17 years ago, I noticed that the wedding in here and very different than the wedding in China.
在中国呢，婚礼的这个宴席是很重要的环节。
And so in China, that banquet is extremely important.
我在中国呢，一般都是空着肚子去参加婚礼，然后吃得很饱回家。
And so when you start your wedding, you empty your stomach, but then you are totally stuffed yourself after when the wedding is over.
我刚到美国的时候呢，被邀请去参加一个朋友的婚礼。
And so when I came to United States, when I went to the wedding, invited by my friend.
然后我就空着肚子去了。
So I was empty stomach too.
然后空着肚子回来了。
I was empty stomach when I leave.
我就发现哦，这个很不一样。
And notice that the wedding is totally different.
那么在以色列人中间呢，他们的婚礼有没有酒席呢
？And so with the Jewish wedding, do they have a banquet?
有。
Yes.
那么是不是像中国人吃一顿饭呢
？And is it like a Chinese only have a one banquet?
不是。
No.
要吃多少呢
？So how many times?
整整七天的时间。
And they celebrate for 7 days.
你所有的亲戚朋友。全都聚在一起，你的邻居，我们就一起庆祝，有七天的时间。
All relative, your family member, and all the neighbor all celebrate for 7 days.
主人呢是要负责提供很好的饮食特别是要有酒。
The person, the host, I have to provide the very good food and including the wine.
然后呢，在这个经文里面，我们看到耶稣他和他的门徒都被邀请去参加这个婚礼。
So here we see that Jesus and his disciple was also invited to the wedding.
然后呢，这个玛利亚就是耶稣的母亲呢，也一起去了这个婚礼。
And his mother also Maria also Mary also went to the wedding as well.
我们很多时候我们觉得耶稣是可能是一个严肃的人。
We thought Jesus is a very serious person.
好像他脑子里面想到的问题只是人的罪，还有怎么让他们得救的问题。
Maybe he's only thinking about people's sin and how to save them.
但是我们看见耶稣他的门徒还有他的母亲其实是人缘很好的。
And we found out his mother and Jesus was a very, has a good relationship with other people and quite popular.
可能是他的邻居或者是他的朋友，要结婚了。
And maybe their neighbor or friend, was going to get married.
这是一件多么欢乐喜庆的事情。
It was an extremely joyful occasion.
耶稣还有他的门徒还有他的妈妈一起去庆祝。
And they all went together to celebrate this occasion.
然后我们一起来读第二节。
And let's read the verse 2.
耶稣和门徒也被请去赴席。
Jesus and disciples had also been invited to the wedding.
然后我们来看呢，我们今天的讲道分成三个部分。
So we're going to divide three parts in today's sermon.
第一个部分是神关心我们的需要。
First, God really cares about our needs.
第三节我们一起来读，很有意思的。
And verse 3, let's read together.
酒用尽了。耶稣的母亲对他说：“他们没有酒了。”
When the wine was gone, Jesus' mother said to him, "They have no more wine."
在这一个七天的这个婚礼酒席中间呢，不知道是第几天，反正半中腰的时候，酒都喝光了。
So in the middle of a seven-day celebration, the wine was gone.
这个对于以色列人的这个文化来说，这个主人呢是非常丢脸的一件事情。
And this is very embarrassing for the host.
在古代的那个生产力低下的农业社会呢
，So at that time the productivity was not really good.
他们没有可口可乐
，And they don't have a Coke.
他们没有珍珠奶茶
，And they don't have a boba milk tea.
他们除了喝的水之外呢，能够有更好喝的饮料只有酒和牛奶。
So besides the water, the good drinking is the wine and the milk.
在那个时候呢，酒也不是经常能够喝到的，是比较宝贵的。
And it's not you always get a chance to drink the wine because it's still pretty precious.
好，然后我想多说一句呢，就是那个时候的酒呢，也不像我们现在做酒有蒸馏的技术。
And so the wine is a little bit different, not like nowadays we have distillation to clean.
所以它的这个酒精的度数呢不高的。
So alcohol content was not very high.
它是介乎于我们今天的葡萄酒和葡萄汁中间的这样的饮料。
So it's the middle between the grape juice and grape wine.
哎，这是一个小小的一个危机。
And this is a little crisis here.
然后这时候呢，耶稣的母亲说话了。
And now that his mother starts speaking.
圣经里面呢，记述这个玛利亚讲话的地方非常的少。
And so in the Bible did not record a lot of Mary saying.
然后这个地方我觉得特别的感动。
And I was very moved when I saw this.
因为约翰写下来的这个场景呢非常的真实。
And it's very real when he wrote it down.
为什么呢？我看到的时候呢我就想起我自己的妈妈。
And when I read it, I think about my mother.
通常妈妈跟孩子讲话的时候呢很少明确的去表达她想要让孩子做什么。
And very often, when the mother speaks to the children, they never say it very directly.
他们喜欢暗示。
And sometimes they like to give a hint.
我很小的时候呢，就学会一个技能。
And so when I was little, I learned a skill.
就我就会听我妈妈说的话之外的这个言下之意。
And I always try to listen what is underneath the meaning behind her saying.
我妈妈指着那个垃圾桶说，这个垃圾桶都满得快要溢出来了。
And my mother point to the garbage can, so it's so full, it's almost a spill over.
我马上就知道她不是在简单的描述一个状况。
So I know she was just not describe the situation.
她是要我赶紧去把那个垃圾桶的那个垃圾袋拿出去丢掉。
Because she want me to empty the garbage.
他说：“哎呀，你的房间好像很乱。”
And if she said your room is pretty messy.
我知道我要做什么。
I know what I need to do.
然后这个地方呢，耶稣的母亲对耶稣说：“他们没有酒了。”
And so the his mother said, "There's no more wine."
很明显。
Very obviously.
他是要耶稣做一个事情。
She wants Jesus to do something.
而且，玛利亚知道耶稣能够做到这样的事情。
And,She knows that Jesus can get it done.
那么在这样一个危机的面前，神的荣耀会彰显出来。
And so during the crisis, God's glory will show.
在旧约的历代志下十六章九节
Second Chronicles, chapter 16, verse 9.
那个地方说呢，耶和华的眼目遍察全地，要显大能，帮助向他心存诚实的人。
For the eye of the Lord ranges throughout the earth to strengthen those whose heart.
神关心这样的细节。
And God really cares about the details.
我们看，新约圣经的时候，耶稣经常有神迹显出来。
And when we read the New Testament, there's a lot of miracles that Jesus performed.
很多时候我们看见他使瞎眼的得看见。
And so he led the blind to see.
他让瘸腿的能够行走
A cripple to walk.
他让长大麻风的能够洁净
A leper to be clean.
甚至是他能够让死人复活
And the dead being resurrected.
我们能够理解这些都是很严重的问题
We know those are serious events.
但是呢在约翰福音里面记述的耶稣行的第一个神迹
But in John, the first miracle.
在约翰福音里面约翰一共记录了耶稣行过七个神迹。
In the book of John, they recorded seven miracles.
这第一个神迹呢，居然是婚礼上的酒喝完了，耶稣要来解决这个问题。
And the first miracle is just that there's no more wine that Jesus needs to take care of the matter.
这不是一个生死攸关的大事。
It has nothing to do with life and death.
这好像也不是要解决我们基本的需求的一个问题。
It's not just meet our basic needs.
但是呢，神关心我们生活的每一个细节。
But Jesus really cares about every detail of our life.
在马太福音的六章十一节
In Matthew chapter 6:11
这个地方呢是我们主导文的很重要的一部分
And this is the Lord's prayer is extremely important
主耶稣教导我们怎么样祷告呢
He teaches how we pray
其中很重要的说是我们日用的饮食今日赐给我们
One of the important things is give us today our daily bread
神关心我们每天吃什么喝什么吗
Does he really care about what we eat, what we drink?
神不是应该关心的是世界和平的问题吗
Doesn't he just only care about peace of the world?
我告诉你神关心世界和平的问题
He does care about peace of the world
同样他关心我们每天吃什么喝什么
But he also care about our daily needs
我们每个人有不同层次的需要
We all have a different level of needs
我们有身体上的需要
We have physical needs
我们有情感上的需要
We have emotional needs
我们有这个关系上的需要
We have a relationship needs
我们有灵里的需要
We have spiritual needs
神关心我们所有的需要
God care all our needs
神他供应我们需要的时候，他有他的原则。
He has his principle when he meets our needs.
神知道我们的需要。
He knows our needs.
而且他关心我们的处境，关心这些需要。
He really cares about our situation and circumstances.
然后我们今天特别要学的一个原则呢，是神会在适当的时候行动。
What principle we need to learn is God's going to act at the right time.
我们来到今天讲到的第二个部分。
So we go to the second part.
就是神的时间总是完美的。
His time is always perfect.
我们一起来读第四节。
And verse 4.
耶稣说母亲我与你有什么相干我的时候还没有到。
Woman, what do you involve me? Jesus replied, my hour has not yet come.
哎呀这个地方给大家好像心中一惊。
And so we kind of have a little bit alert here.
怎么耶稣对着玛利亚他的妈妈说母亲我与你有什么相干
How can he talk to his mother like that?Woman, what do you involve me?
他的这个反应好像很生硬的。
It's very, very harsh.
而且我们其实中文的圣经在这个翻译的地方呢，已经是有一点做了有一点美化。
And the Chinese translation is already softened a little bit.
如果我们看希腊文原文或者看大部分的英文的圣经翻译
，You will see the original translation.
这个地方直译的话应该是女人，我与你有什么相干
？And actually, it's a woman. What do you involve me?
哎呀，这个对于儒家文化，我们孝敬父母的这样的传统的人来说，这个没有办法接受的。
And we cannot accept it from people culture like us from the Confucian teaching.
所以这个和合本在翻译的时候呢，把它女人翻译成母亲。
And so the Chinese translation actually saying like a mother.
但是还是这个语气很生硬。
And still sound very harsh.
那么对于以色列人来说，他们孝敬不孝敬父母呢
？And for Jewish, do they really have a filial to their parents?
他们一样是很孝敬父母的。
They also very honor their parents.
所以这个语言就是在原来的这个文化背景里面也是很生硬的一个话。
So we know original translation is very sound very harsh.
很多的神学家呢建议。
And theologians very often suggest.
耶稣这个时候呢，跟玛利亚说：“女人，我与你有什么相干
？”And saying that woman, what do you involve me?
在神学上的表明，耶稣他已经正式开始了他的公开的事工。
And so the theology interpreted that he started his ministry.
我们之前学习过，耶稣他是百分之百的人，同时他是百分之百的神。
And Jesus 100% man and 100% God.
他这个时候的年龄大概在30岁左右。
He's about 30 years old.
从肉身上，玛利亚这个怀孕生产养育了他。
And so for physical part that he's Mary is his physical mother.
是他的母亲。
Is his mother.
但是这个时候呢，耶稣他开始了正式的事工，他重要的身份是他作为神的独生子的身份。
And so, but that because this is the beginning of his ministry, so his identity is his God.
这个时候呢，他跟他母亲原本的母亲跟儿子的那样的关系呢，需要做一些界限。
And so now there needs to be some kind of boundary between as a mother and son.
他不再是一个 mom's boy.
He's no longer a 妈妈的孩子。
他是神的独生子，他要开始这个伟大的救赎的计划。
And he's a God's only begotten son. He needs to start his salvation ministry.
然后很重要的是地方呢，
most importantly,
耶稣说我的时候还没有到。
My hour has not yet come.
神是有他的时间计划的。
And he has his time.
就像长老经常做比方啊，说我们对于这个事情的理解，其实跟神呢是差得很远的。
And very often, our understanding is very different than God's plan.
有的时候呢，好像是我们是一个二维的生物，只能生活在一个纸面的这样一个二维的维度里面。
So we are 二维
two dimensional.
We only living on two dimensional plan.
然后我们看见有个弯弯曲曲的一个线呢，我们只知道它拐来拐去。
When we see the curve that we just see is goes around.
但是神呢，好比他是生活在一个三维的空间里的。
But the God lives in the three dimensional.
他看见这个纸面的时候呢，他看见上面写的是不同的文字。
And when he see that curve, that he see a different language.
这个只是一个很浅显的比方，让我们知道很多时候我们去理解的事情呢，跟神他的角度是不一样的。
And just a very superficial example, very often, our understanding is very different than God's.
很多时候我们希望发生的事情，希望得到的是东西，神单言没有马上给我们。
And very often the things we want are immediately, but God delay his plan.
但是神呢，他有他的计划。
But God has his plan.
在传道书三章一节这里说呢，凡事都有定期，天下万物都有定时。
So in Exodus, that chapter 3:1 said there's a time for everything and a season for every activity under a sky, under God.
在以赛亚书40:31这里说呢，等候耶和华的必重新得力，他们必如鹰展翅上腾。
Isaiah 40:31, by those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength, they will soar in wings like eagles.
所以很多时候我们需要在主里学习一个等候的功课。
And very often we need to learn to wait in God's time.
很多时候我们觉得神他的工作，他的行动好像是迟延的。
We very often say, why is God act so slow?
但是并不是拒绝我们。
But his delay is not rejecting us.
神可能在预备一个更好的。
He may be prepare something even better.
然后很多时候神是在训练我们的信心。
Very often is training our faith.
很多时候神要等到我们人所拥有的资源，我们的办法都用尽的时候，他才开始行动。
Very often God wants us to exhaust our own resource first, then he will show his plan.
这时候他才显明他的荣耀出来。
And that is the time he's revealing his glory.
让我们才能知道这真的是神的工作，而不是我们自己的资源或者是办法起效果。
And so we know that is God's word, is not our own work, use our own resource.
在哈巴谷书2:3这里说，因为这末世有一定的日期，快要应验，并不虚谎，虽然延迟迟延，还要等候。
Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 3 said, for those of revelation await for a point in time.
Sorry.
I didn't get a chance to.
Okay, I'm sorry.
For the he speak to the end and will not prove false, though it is linger, wait for it.
然后我们一起来读今天的第五节。
And let's read verse 5.
他母亲对佣人说，他告诉你们什么，你们就做什么。
His mother said to the servant, do whatever he tells you.
我们记得前一节是什么呀？这个耶稣已经回应他了。
And so the verse before that, Jesus already replied to him.
当妈妈说他们没有酒了。
And his mother said, no more wine.
耶稣一下就领悟到他妈妈想让他做什么。
And Jesus realized what his mother wanted him to do.
然后耶稣呢说，女人，我跟你有什么相干？我的时候还没有到。
And so he said, woman, what do you involve me?
我们第一反应是什么？哎呀，这个妈妈被拒绝了。
And at first we think that, he reject his mother.
但是没有，你看他妈妈呢，没有去这个去 argue 去争辩。
But his mother never argued.
直接就对佣人说。
And actually say to the servant.
他告诉你们什么，你们就做什么。
And do whatever he tells you.
很多时候我们觉得神是非常这个严谨，或者是非常的这个rigid， 是非常的这个刻板的。
And so we feel very often, the God is very serious and very rigid.
但是神其实是跟人有这种活泼的互动，活泼的交流的。
But actually, God has a very lively interaction with us.
特别是在这个地方呢，我能够看到耶稣和他的母亲在这三十年的时间里面，他们的那种关系。
And for this instant, I can see their interaction between the mother and Jesus.
在所有的人际关系里面，母亲跟孩子的关系应该是最亲密、最甜蜜的。
For all the relationship, the mother and the children, the relationship probably is the most intimate.
我没有体会过，我也可能只体会过跟妈妈的联系，没有办法体会作为妈妈跟孩子的这样的联系。
So I sense my relationship with mother. I don't have the relationship with.My child as a mother.
但是这个时候呢，耶稣虽然好像是拒绝了这个事情。
Even sound like Jesus tried to deny or reject his her request.
但是呢，他妈妈紧接着还是说对佣人说，他告诉你们什么，你们就做什么。
But immediately his mother said to the servant, "Do whatever he wants."
我能够在这个地方体会到妈妈跟孩子之间那种亲密的，甚至是有一点。宠溺的关系。
I can see they have an intimate relationship, even a little bit, even be spoiled.
这时候呢，耶稣说，虽然说他的时候还没有到。
Even Jesus said, "My time is not up yet."
但是耶稣呢，还是去行了这样的神迹。
But he actually performed the miracle.
这是当酒用尽的时候，神迹才发生。
And when the wine is it was gone, and the miracle start happen.
人的尽头是耶和华的开端。
And when we reach our end is the beginning of God's time.
很多时候，当我们所有的资源、我们的办法都用尽了、不起效果的时候，神开始工作了。
When we exhaust our own resources and our own doing, and God starts to work.
我们来到今天的第三个部分。
So we start the last part.
就是神的供应超过所求。
And God's supply exceeded our requests.
这个第六节我们一起来读。
And verse 6, let's read together.
照犹太人洁净的规矩，有六口石缸摆在那里，每口可以盛两三桶水。
Nearby stood six stone or water jars, the candle used by the Jews by ceremony washing, each holding from 20 to 30 gallons.
这个约翰作者呢，在这里特别的来描述在那个地方有六口大的石缸。
And then John actually specifically described there's six stone water jars.
这个举办宴席的这家人呢是个大户人家。
And so this is a very wealthy family.
每口石缸呢可以盛两三桶水。
And so each stone jar can contain about 20 to 30 gallons.
有的这个神学家呢去估计。
And some of the theologians estimate.
大概每一个石缸呢可以盛20到30加仑的水。
And so can contain about 20 to 30 gallons.
总共呢大概有接近200加仑的这个容量。
Probably has about 200 gallons.
然后第七节我们一起来读。
And verse 7, let's read together.
耶稣对佣人说，把缸倒满了水，他们就倒满了，直到缸口。
Jesus said to the servant, fill the jar with water, so they fill them to the brim.
这里有很多的石缸 容量很大的。
And we talk about there's quite a few stone jars there.
如果你要加水的话，他们是不是连一个水管子到这个自来水龙头，然后直接接水就可以呢？
And so probably they need to fill it up with a hose.
没有。
No.
他们呢，可能要去这个河边或者到村子里面的那个井里去打水，一桶一桶的，然后来灌满这些石缸。
They probably have to go to the wells and to get the water from the well and to fill the jar.
而且呢，这个时候要做这个事情，完全是没有线索的，是 out of blue。
And this is out of blue that happened.
如果我设想我自己是那个佣人
，If I think about I'm the servant，
耶稣对我说：“把缸倒满了水。”
And so the Jesus said, "Fill this jar with water."
这是很大的工作量。
And this is a lot of work.
我的反应会是什么
？What will be my first reaction?
我会问为什么
？I will ask why.
干什么用啊
？For what?
你要装满了水，装多少啊
？And you want to fill how much water do you want me to put in?
但是这个地方非常让人感动的。
This is something that is really moving.
这些佣人我不知道有几位
I don't know how many servants were there.
他们没有问一个问题
Nobody will ask any question.
他们呢就去不知道是从井里这个浇水上来还是去河边打水他们一桶一桶的就倒满了而且这里说是直到缸口是不能够再多一滴的那种感觉
We have no idea where they got the water from either from the river or the well but then one by one they fill the jar.
我们一起来读第九节
And let's read verse 9
第八节
Verse 8.
一起来读耶稣又说现在可以舀起来送给管宴席的他们就送了去
Then he told them now draw some out and take it to the master of the banquet they do so
对于这些佣人来说他们的信心已经被挑战过一次了
And so there's for the servant their faith has been challenged already
这个管宴席的对于这些佣人来说是他们的直接的领导。
And so for the people who is in charge of the banquet is their leader.
是他们的老板。
And it's kind of like their boss.
有的时候我们信心被挑战的时候我们自己去做一些事情还好。
And so very often when our faith is being challenged, if we just do our own.
但是呢这个事情呢又要让别的人知道甚至在这里呢是要让这个顶头上司来知道的时候，这个挑战是很大的。
So now the challenge is even greater. That is that even need to let the leader or the whoever in charge of the banquet to know.
让我想起来呢，以利沙让这个寡妇还有他的孩子去向所有的邻居去借器皿。这个过
程就是 like Elijah when they asked the widow to borrow the vessel the vessels.
这是一个更大的挑战。
This is even a greater challenge.
很让人感动的是，这些佣人他们没有问一句话。
And those servants never asked a question.
他们就送了去。
And they actually delivered it.
第九节，我们一起来读。
And verse 9.
管宴席的尝了那水变的酒，并不知道是哪里来的，只有舀水的佣人知道。
And so the master of the banquet tasted the water had been turned into wine. He did not realize where it came from, though the servant who had drawn the water knew.
有时候我就在猜啊，这个耶稣是什么时间点让水变成酒的
？You sometimes were guessing what point or what time that Jesus turned water into wine.
会不会是一桶一桶的水在倒进缸里的时候变成酒的
？Is it while they were pouring the water one by one and he turned into wine?
会不会是这个缸满了以后变成酒的
？Until the filled the brim that he turned to the wine.
我自己猜啊。
I'm just guessing myself.
这个没有圣经的根据。
And there's no biblical basis.
很可能这个水变成酒的那一刹那是送给这个这个管宴席的人尝的时候才变成酒的。
And so it is that when they deliver to the person who's in charge of the banquet and it turned to wine.
整个过程中对于这个佣人的信心的挑战是非常大的。
And for the whole process, a huge challenge for the maid servants.
然后我就又想另外一个问题。
Then I thought about another question.
耶稣呢要提供酒给这个婚宴的这些人。
And Jesus want to provide the wine to the people who attend the banquet.
他有没有别的办法
？Does he have other way to do it?
他原来呢，这个盛酒的那些器皿都在那里。
And so all the vessels were already there.
耶稣能不能凭空的就让那些原来盛酒的器皿里面都有了酒
？And he can change everything, whatever the vessel they use for the wine, turn to wine.
他为什么一定要让其他的人参与在这个过程里
？Why did he want to involve so many people into this whole thing?
而且不断的给他们信心的挑战
，and continue to challenge their faith.
就像我想到。耶稣用五饼二鱼来喂饱那个五千个人的时候
，and just like the five loaves and two fish to feed the 5,000.
他真的需要那五个饼和两条鱼吗？
Do they really need that five loaves and two fish?
他真的需要那些门徒去分发这有限的食物给那个人山人海的人群吗？
Do you really need the very limited food and break it up and to feed the 5,000?
不需要啊。
No.
但是在这个过程中，耶稣邀请我们啊参与在他的工作里面，是为了让我们的成长，让我们的信心能够得到成长。
But it's in the process God challenges our faith so we can grow.
以弗所书三章二十节啊，这里说呢，神能照着运行在我们心里的大力，充充足足的成就一切，超过我们所求所想。
So Ephesians chapter 3:20, now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power and is at work within us.
我相信那将近两百加仑的这个酒呢，是远远超过那个婚宴中那些人可以喝下去的。
I imagine that 200 gallons of wine is exceedingly to meet their expectation.
然后我们一起来读十节第一部分。
And the verse 10.
管宴席的便叫新郎来，对他说：“人都是先摆上好酒，等客喝足了才摆上次的。”
And so called a bridegroom aside and said, "Everyone brings the choice of the wine first, and then the cheaper one after the guests have had the much of a drink."
这个非常有戏剧性的一个画面。
This is very, very theatrical.
管宴席的人不知道这个酒是从哪里来的。
And the person who's in charge of the banquet have no idea where the wine came from.
而且他尝过之后呢，发现这是非常好的酒，最好的酒。
And when he tasted, he knew this is the best wine.
我们一起来读这个他的感叹。
And this is what he said.
你倒把好酒留到如今。
But you save the best till now.
啊，别人都是把最好的酒呢，在一开始给大家。
And people always provide the best wine in the beginning.
你却是把最好的留到最后。
But you save the best till the end.
我们圣经里面不断的给我们应许。
And in the Bible, continue to give you a lot of promises.
在诗篇的二十三篇一节这里说。
In Psalm 23, verse 1.
耶和华是我的牧者。
The Lord is my shepherd.
我必不致缺乏。
I lack nothing.
在这个约翰福音的我们今天的第二章第十一节呢，对今天的这个神迹做了一个总结。
And so this is summary in the verse 11.
我们一起来读。
And let's read.
这是耶稣所行的头一件神迹，是在加利利的迦拿行的，显出他的荣耀来，他的门徒就信他了。
What Jesus did here in the Cana of Galilee was the first of the signs that which he revealed his glory and his disciples believed in him.
在这里呢，这个约翰不光是告诉我们这是他这是他记录的耶稣所行的第一件神迹。
So John, beside that, he's telling us this is the first miracle of Jesus did.
而且不光是耶稣呢，给大家提供这个非常美好的饮料。
And not beside beside Jesus provide the wonderful wine.
让这个婚礼的主人呢不至于丢脸。
And so we're not let the host to get embarrassed.
而且更重要的是
，the most importantly，
通过这件事情显出了他的荣耀。
And so this that reveal his glory.
而且呢，让他的门徒可以更加的相信他。
So his disciple believe in him.
更多的认识他是谁。
And know him who he is.
那么这个神迹的目的呢，不光是解决实际的困难问题。
Purpose of miracle not only to solve the problem.
这个困难，这个问题是真实存在的。
And so the problem it does exist.
神的确是要解决这些困难。
And God does want to resolve those problems.
给我们丰盛的供应。
And to provide our needs.
但是更重要的是。
And more importantly.
通过这样的供应。
And through provision.
通过这样的神迹，特别让我们参与在里面。
And through the miracles, so we can be totally involved.
可以显明神的荣耀。
Can reveal God's glory.
可以建立我们的信心。
And to build our faith.
我们的信心是真实的经历过他，而且经历过挑战的。
And so our faith being experiencing him and also being challenged.
才能够成长和成熟。
And so we can continue to grow and be mature.
在罗马书的八章二十八节。
In Romans chapter 8:28.
这里说我们晓得万事都互相效力。
But we know that in all things God works for the good.
叫爱神的人得益处。
For those who love him.
所以我们回到一开始的问题。
And so let's go back to the beginning.
很多时候 我们面对很大的挑战。
When we're facing a lot of challenge in our life,
财务上的
financially,
关系上的
in relationship,
甚至是健康方面的
and also our health.
我们觉得我们所有的能想的办法都已经想到用尽了。
We exhaust all our resources and all the solutions.
神好像一直都没有行动。
But God seems does not have any action.
我们需要学习一个等候的功课。
We need to learn to be patient and to wait.
而且我们呢要要以行动，以信心的行动，要参与在神的工作里面。
We need to have the act of faith to be involved in His plan.
所以我请大家呢来背诵这节经文。
And so let's memorize this verse.
就是第五节，我们一起读三遍。
And verse five, let's read three times.
三遍之后呢要考试。
And so we'll have a little test.
我们一起来读。他母亲对佣人说：“他告诉你们什么，你们就做什么。”
His mother said to the servant, "Do whatever he tells you."
他母亲对佣人说：“他告诉你们什么。”你们就做什么。
His mother tells the servant, do whatever he tells you.
他母亲对佣人说，他告诉你们什么，你们就做什么。
His mother said to his servant, do whatever he tells you.
我希望大家呢能够学习这些佣人他们那样单纯的简单的信心。
I want you to really learn those servants, they have a pure faith.
大家背会了吗？请向旁边的人背出来。
And tell the person next to you, try to memorize it.他母亲对佣人说，他告诉你们什么，你就做什么。
好，大家背得很快。
You memorize very quickly.
感谢主。
Oh, thanks God.
好的，我们一起来低头做一个祷告。
And let's pray together.
亲爱的阿爸父，主耶稣基督，圣灵保惠师。
亲爱的 Heavenly Father, Jesus and the Holy Spirit.
我们感谢你赐给我们这样宝贵的话语。
We want to thank you for wonderful words.
让我们通过这样的话语，我们更多的认识耶稣基督。
And through those words that we know Jesus more.
我们看见他虽然有他自己的时间的计划。
Even though he has his timeline.
但是他呢却是跟我们在这样活泼的互动和这个交流之中的。
He continues to have a very active interaction with us.
他了解我们的需求，当我们向他请求的时候。他会来供应我们的需求。
He understands our needs, and in time, he will meet our needs.
但是我们也知道他有他自己的时间。
But God has his own timeline.
很多时候他看起来好像是在单言。
Very often he seems to delay.
但是他不是在拒绝我们的请求。
But he's not rejecting us.
人的尽头是耶和华的开端。
And our end is the beginning of God's way.
当我们自己的资源和办法都用尽的时候，神会开始行动。
When we exhaust all our solutions, God starts to work.
而且他给我们的是超乎我们所求所想的。
Whatever He gives to us exceeds what we expect.
主啊，感谢你啊，愿意你让我们弟兄姐妹，我们空空的来，我们满满的能够回去。
God, we just want to thank you when we come empty-handed and we'll be fed when we leave.
求你让我们被你的话语、被你的灵充满。
And we'll be fulfilled by your spirit and your words.
让我们更多的认识你，更加亲近你。
So we can know you more and get really closer to you.
主要感谢你，孩子们祷告是奉主耶稣的名。
We pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.